When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's that time again.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
It's showtime!
This is great. It's a nice break.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
Getting restless.
5 to 7.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Well, it is the summer in the city. Finally, first day of summer. And it's 92 hot rocking degrees. 5 o'clock. Hope your AC is working in your car, your home, your apartment, your RV, your office, wherever you might be listening to the show. I hope you're cool. Tonight on the show, we got another car into a building. The tally list keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And then there's this story of somebody getting hit by a roller coaster at Kings Island. I don't know all of the details. I don't think they've released all of the information. But I have a suspicion on how this happened. And I'm gonna talk about it coming up. Also, senior discounts. What's the deal with that? Yesterday... we had the day off here at Cox Media Group. Many of you probably didn't, but we were off. And I went shopping. I went to a Goodwill because I was looking for a particular item. And I found this particular item. It's a valet. You know what a valet is? It's one of those things that you wooden contraption. It's you can hang your clothes on it. You can hang your slacks on it. You could put little trinkets on top of it. You don't see them so much anymore, but it used to be pretty common. Usually gentlemen who wore suits or something like that, sport coats, if they didn't want to hang them up all the time, they'd hang it on their valet. And, I've wanted one for a particular reason. And, I found one at a Goodwill, and I went to the front desk to check out. And the woman asked me, she goes, do you qualify for the senior discount? And I was speechless. I almost stomped my feet. And I said, no. And I thought, wait a second, I'm 54 years old. When does the, quote, senior discount apply? I mean, I guess at Goodwill it's 55. But in my mind, 55 is not senior. Don't look at me that way, William, my producer. 18? 19? Yeah. Yeah. 50? You think 54 senior? Really? Man, oh man. You know, this came up a week or so ago, and I didn't talk about it on the air because they're an advertiser. I'm not going to call out the advertiser. There's nothing wrong. I'm glad they're advertising. But it's a senior living place. And I'll just be honest. You know, my mom, she's in her 80s, and we're starting to downsize, and we're looking at a place for her to move into that's much smaller, easier to take care of, not as many steps or dark, scary basements. And she's in her 80s. And so right now on my mind for me and my sister, my family, it's senior living for our 80-some-year-old mom, right? The commercial that we're running, senior living, starting at 55. 55 or better. So I'm like a couple of months away. My birthday's in September. I am a couple of months away from qualifying for senior living and senior discounts. I'm not going to be able to do this show anymore. Because 5 o'clock, you know, it's almost bedtime. It's almost bedtime. I will have eaten lunch or dinner at 4 o'clock. Probably at the Golden Corral Buffet. And by 7, I should be fast asleep. So I can get up at 3 a.m. Holy cow. I just wasn't prepared for that. And honestly, it wasn't that long ago. And I know that they do it by law, right? You want to buy these cans of beer? Can I see your ID? And I'm not kidding. I mean, I know sometime in the last year or two, I've been carded. Now, I know they probably do that because they don't, there's a policy or whatever. But in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm still getting carded. Yeah, you know? But then yesterday... Not only did she ask me if I qualified for the senior discount, she also wanted to know what the contraption was I was buying. I said, "Well, it's a valet. Used to be in all the house." Yeah. Oh, crazy! So I don't know for you, I know we have a wide range of listeners age wise to WHIO. We have people I talk to them all the time. We have people that listen who are in their 20s, their 30s. We've got people who listen who are in their 80s, their 90s. You know, when in your mind does senior really begin? It seems to me that that age keeps getting pushed higher and higher. Like, I work with people who are in their 60s. I don't think they see themselves as seniors. They're working. They're doing their thing. I certainly don't see it at 54 or 55. Though, I'll tell you what, this senior living place that's advertising, 55, that doesn't sound bad. My wife reminded me last night, you know what that means? No kids in the neighborhood. I thought, oh, I guess it's much quieter, right? Sure. They probably have more amenities there than what we have. Maybe they have a pool. That would be kind of nice. Maybe some foosball, some euchre night. I don't know. But anyway, so if you got a comment on that, 937-457-1290. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, again, we were off yesterday, and I was driving around, as I said, being insulted by people who are questioning my age. But I was listening to the radio, and apparently there was this story about a woman who ditched her car on I-75 in the contra lane, the contra flow lane. This was yesterday, and it backed up traffic for an hour plus. It was nuts. And the story is, and I saw this on WHIO.com, that this woman, and apparently she called the news desk at Channel 7 to explain herself. After the story was out, that this woman apparently was driving down 75 and she thought that she had 10 miles left before the car ran out of gas. She had one of those gauges on her dashboard. I have one. Many new cars have them that tells you how much, how far you can drive before you need to refill. Well, she says that it said 10 miles, but then she was in the contraflow lane, and I don't know if traffic was just moving slow or whatever the case was, but in the contraflow lane where there's no escape, it's like traffic jail. You know, you're going down and you can't get out. She ran out of gas. So instead of calling, I guess I would call 911. I would say, look, I know that calling 911 is not the normal procedure for somebody who runs out of gas. I get that, but I'm stuck in the contraflow lane. And this is going to be a nightmare. Or she could have called like AAA or called a tow truck and said, hey, this is an emergency. Traffic is backing up. I need gas. I need to get out of here. People are, you know, behind me. It's going, people are losing their minds, blah, 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 blah. What did she do? She called her daughter, who apparently pulled up on the other side of one of the walls, and she got out of her car, ditched her car to go get gas, and left her car sitting there. And everybody was like, what is going on? What is happening here? And I don't know what possesses somebody to do that. Now, it would be very easy for me or anybody to just give this poor woman an earful. But as somebody who has fallen for that dashboard scam that you have 10 miles left, I feel her pain. I 100% feel her pain. Years ago, I was driving a Saab 9.3 turbo. Piece of crap, by the way. And I was on my way into work. I was running late. And it had one of those gauges on the dashboard. You've got 10 miles to get to where you're going or you're going to run out of gas. Yeah. And I thought, well, I'm running late. There's a staff meeting. I got to get there. I'm only 4 blocks away from work. It says 10 miles. And I figure, well, I'll get gas at lunchtime, or I'll make sure I get gas before I leave work later tonight. I'll be fine. I'll get there. Nope. 4 blocks away, I run out of gas. Now, I had the wherewithal to pull off the main road and went into a neighborhood. So I didn't block traffic. I will say it was embarrassing calling AAA and saying, hey, I need some gas. I ran out of gas. But what was really embarrassing was calling work and calling my boss and saying, hey, I'm not going to make our staff meeting because I ran out of gas. I felt like an idiot, but I didn't leave my car. And for a week or so after that, my boss, the program director, referred to me as Jackson Brown. Yeah, because, you know, his song Running on Empty. That was the joke. But I'm not sure what would possess somebody to just leave their car in the traffic. I understand in that moment you might be a little panicked. But I would at least stay with your car, right? Call the police, call 911. This is what happened. Can you please help me? What should I do? But I guess she just abandoned it. So who knew?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday from 5 to 7. Live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You can watch. Got a couple of dozen people watching tonight. Love it. Maybe everybody's stuck inside avoiding the heat. Holy cow. Let's talk to Nicholas in Kettering. Hey, Nicholas.
Yeah, good evening, Todd. Hey. Love the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hang on. Let me, I got to give you. There you go.
All right. So, hey, I'm 54, so you're like a brother from another mother. But, you know, I hear what you're saying about the senior citizen stuff. But I got to tell you this, though. you know, in my youngest daughter in high school, she had a part-time job while she was in high school, and I would go there to, you know, eat food and, you know, visit and see
hang
her.
Hang out,
and,
right, yeah.
Give her a good tip. But I think you're incorrect. The coolest place for senior citizens, which you're going to be now soon, you go to MCL Cafeteria in Kettering. That's where all the cool old people go.
The MCL, you know, I think my wife mentioned that to me. She used to go there with her dad.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know that I've ever been inside the MCL cafeteria.
Well, bring your ID, because I think they card you, and if you're under 65, they won't let you in, I think.
And if you're outside of that that senior, you know, genre, if you will, or category,
you get charged double.
You get charged double, or I think it is, you can't come in any sooner than 7 o'clock, right? You can't come in. Because you want to take up all the other space of the people. I guess I just need to lean into this, right?
Yeah.
Just because nothing is going to stop it from happening. I'm there, right? Okay.
But hey, there's good staff. You know, they love my daughter, and there's good people that work there, and I'm sure they're maybe still there, but there's good people that work there. And I hate to make fun of them, but that's where all the old people go.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Maybe I'll have lunch there tomorrow. All right. Thanks, Nicholas.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, see, so, and somebody mentioned also on the live stream that if you, in this world, seriously, if you make it to 55, you deserve a discount. You really do. If you get through life and you make it to 55, you deserve some sort of reward. And if it's a discount at Goodwill or, you know, 20% off tire installation, whatever it is, you deserve it.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
You got him on the radio?
You won't make a simple phone call?
What is wrong with you?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Start the car.
You're crushed. We have a spectacular car crash.
Car, house, car.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Watch the show via the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We had another car into a building. Happened this morning out in Springboro. Around 9. Car crash into the U.S. Bank on North Main Street. At the time the story was posted, unknown if anyone was injured. New Center 7 contacted the Springboro branch of U.S. Bank to see if the crash will impact business hours today. They weren't able to release any information at the time. Well, no, they were probably trying to get a Toyota out of their living room, their lobby. Maybe they were just busy. They were busy. But that is number 61, if you are keeping track. And, of course, the great folks there at Tires Unlimited,
our name is Tires.
They sponsor our yearly tally. Now, I just want to point this out. A few days ago, we reached 60, and then we had a call that there was an incident in Vandalia over the weekend where a car hit a hotel or a motel. And the guy who called in, very trustworthy, I believe him. I just haven't gotten any confirmation yet. So if I get confirmation between now and, well, whenever, we may add that to our Tires Unlimited tally list of cars crashing into buildings. So right now, we're just at 61. Speaking of cars and crazy things, Bob and Kettering, what's going on, Bob?
Hey, Todd. First of all, one word. Jackpot.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
As for the lady who decided to abandon her car in the counterfoiling, she called her daughter to come pick her up. Why didn't she just have her daughter bring her some gas?
I don't know. Maybe daughter was low on gas.
That would have made a lot more sense, and she wouldn't have had to abandon the car.
Right, right. Hey, swing by Sohio, I don't know, and pick up some gas and bring it to me, and we'll get out of this jam. But she didn't, I guess, think that. You know, in those situations, there might be some panic. You know, I mean, I will say this. I'm empathetic to the idea that you are stuck in the contraflow lane. It's your fault because you ran out of gas. And all the cars that are lining up behind you, that's on you. I can understand the fear and the panic. I get it. But,
oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man, you can't just ditch your car.
And if to the senior, I turned 61 here in November.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to get a senior discount yet from hardly any I haven't got a senior discount from anywhere yet.
Do you ask? Do you say, hey, can I get a senior discount?
I've checked a few places, including MCL.
Interesting. Well, somebody on MCL said that MCL kids eat free, and that's anybody under 50.
Maybe I ought to say I'm under 50 and I can eat free then.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, Bob, I appreciate it. He didn't get the joke. I should have. It's that came from the kids under 50 eat free. You know, that kind of thing. It's not true, but it's just kind of funny if it were. Jack in Miamisburg, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, I was just wanting to let you know what MCL stands for?
Let me hear it.
Medicare Lounge.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that. Preston and Dayton, what's up?
Hey, Todd. So I heard you talking about the car that ran out of gas in the contraflow lane, and I just thought I'd chime in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm one of the many people here in the Dayton area who owns an electric car, and for us it'd be even worse because our options of battery goes dead. It involves standing out there for an hour or two with a tiny Honda generator waiting on the car to charge up, or having AAA come and tow us out.
Right.
We run out of battery.
Well, and here's the thing, though, and that just makes it even more of a challenge because – if the car's stuck in the contraflow lane, which we've had this happen, you know, the last couple of weeks, there have been accidents. It's not that simple. They have to call a crane, you know, knock down a wall or do something, you know, Kool-Aid man charging through the concrete wall to create an opening so somebody can get the car out of there.
I like to nickname the contraflow lane when it's working. I nickname it the express lane.
Right, but it's only an express lane if people don't ditch their car, you know? Hey,
exactly,
Let me ask you a question. Do you regret buying an electric car that you have to charge?
No, I do not regret it.
No?
I charge at home every night, and I leave every day with a full tank, so to speak, so I never have to visit the gas station. That's the best part of owning one, and there's very little maintenance. No oil changes every 3,000 to 5,000 miles.
See, you know, my wife and I, when we're out running around sometimes on the weekends, we might end up over by that Meijer on Colonel Glenn, and there's a bank of chargers.
Yeah. Chargers there. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And we have gone to Meijer, and we go in, and I see a line of cars charging, and we might be in there for half hour, 45 minutes, get whatever crap we need. We come back out, and I see some of the same cars sitting there, and I think to myself, I would lose my mind if I had to stop, you know, and sit and wait for an hour for my car to charge. And some of the cars that I saw, there was nobody in the car.
Yeah, that's because they've gone into Meijer. So it's very sudden in the car, like a Tesla Model Y, for example, which I drive. It takes about 30 minutes to go from 20 to 80%. You don't use the last 20 to 80% because going above 80 damages the battery. Going below 20 is, like, that's your reserve, so to speak. But, yeah.
Right. Well, I saw a story today. I'm trying to find it real quick. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. It had to do with Tesla. It, of course, it's the bottom of my list here of all my papers. Phoenix woman recently found herself trapped in her Tesla after battery died. She was unable to open the doors or windows. Is that true?
Because she did. Yeah, she just forgot where the emergency release is, which is just a simple little handle that you pull.
Okay, this is the woman called for help through the Tesla app and was eventually able to exit using a hidden door latch.
Yep.
So yeah, she wasn't.
Corvettes, to my knowledge, also have a manual door release that you. There's a button, but then there's also a manual door release that's on the floor you pull.
All right. Well, don't ever get caught in your car, Preston. You sound like you're prepared, so good job.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy. See ya. Yeah, that's. I don't know. I feel like that would be. I'd lose my mind if I had to stop and plug in my car and wait in a parking lot. I saw one of those Cybertrucks over there charging up. And I couldn't tell if the person was in there or not because it kind of looked like the driver's seat was laid back. And I thought, are they napping? They're napping in the Meyer parking lot while they charge their car up. Okay, I suppose. Last night, there was an incident at Kings Island. I'm sure you've heard about it. Ron was talking about it. Somebody got hit by a roller coaster. Now, when I first saw the headline, person hit by roller coaster, I thought somebody like ran out onto the track. Because that's happened before. We had a story a week or so ago where some drunk guy down in Kentucky at some mid-level amusement park, I forget what the name of it was called, like the Oaks Park or something. But anyway, he got drunk and he climbed the roller coaster. Now, I would imagine that you know, maybe there's some way you could slip past their security or, you know, get past a gate or whatever and just start climbing. That's what I thought. But it turns out that this was a situation where the guy entered a restricted fenced off area. Now, if you've been to an amusement park, and many of us have at one point or another, you know, the area where the ride is situated is you know, fenced off because, especially if it's a roller coaster that's hanging, you know, those coasters, they kind of come close to the ground. I mean, when I say close, I'm not talking like a foot, but, you know, it's like 5, 6, 7 feet off the ground, whatever. And they have to keep that area clear because somebody could get, well, hit, just like this guy. Happened around 8 o'clock. This was on the Banshee roller coaster. Let's see. The park safety and first aid personnel responded immediately, contacted 911. They came and took the man to University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Then they closed the ride while they investigated. I bet when we hear all the sordid details of this, it's going to be that he either dropped his keys, a hat, or a cell phone. Because that's the reason why you would climb or try to get over one of those fences unless you were drunk. And it doesn't give any indication that the guy was intoxicated. He probably rode the ride and dropped something. Dropped his phone, dropped his keys, dropped a hat. And I bet that's what he did. Now, I don't know that for sure. That is just pure speculation on my part. But why else would you do that? Because that's happened before. We've had stories like that where somebody, you know, drops whatever. And they're like, well, I'm going to go get that. That's mine. I don't care. You know, there's a reason you don't cross the fence. Let's talk to Bobby real quick. Hey, Bobby in the Berg, what's up?
Hey, you're talking about mishaps at Kings Island.
Yes.
You're about my age. Remember when they used to have Senior Skip Day and they used to only open the park for just seniors in high school?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
You remember back in about the mid-80s, they had to cancel all that because there was an individual that had a little too much elixir to drink, and he decided to climb the Eiffel Tower.
I kind of remember that, maybe.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and the counterweight on the elevator separated his head from his shoulders.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that aspect of it, but I do remember vaguely a story about somebody trying to climb the Eiffel Tower. I thought that was maybe an old wives' tale, but I guess maybe it did happen.
that was one of the reasons why they canceled that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I get it. But you see my point. It's like when you ride something like that, there's a reason that there's a fence up that says do not cross. But some people are just belligerent. You know, they oh, it's my hat. That's my best hat.
Or they get liquid courage and they'll do anything.
Yeah, I suppose. But all right, Bobby, I appreciate your call,
man.
Buddy. Yeah, thank you. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Today is Tall Girl Appreciation Day. So if you're a tall girl out there, we appreciate you today. But again, it's kind of like the whole senior discount deal. What constitutes a tall girl? Over 6 foot? Over 5'9"? What's a tall girl? Anybody taller than me, you're a tall girl, right? I guess it's all relative.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
What do we know about this guy, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Right before the break, I mentioned that it is Tall Girl Appreciation Day. Heather on the live stream asks a very important question. Is there a Short Girl Appreciation Day? And if not, why not? She feels left out. And I don't know if there is. You would think there would be. Bill and Tip, what's up?
Hey.
Hey,
how's
what's
going,
cool?
Todd?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hey, I got a story for you about the Banshee roller coaster.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So my family, my sons and I, were big roller coaster fanatics, and we're at Kings Island one evening, and it's just about closing time. We hit the Banshee for the last time. Mm-hmm. My son notices after we get off the ride that he's missing his cell phone. Brand new iPhone, right?
Oh, geez.
And we're all bummed out, so we're like, what do we do? They said, go to the front at the, you know, the entrance there and talk to the information booth there. So we went, and they said, well, we walk the track every night after the ride's closed. But wow, I didn't know that. So we took off, and they said, you know, they got our number and everything. They called us about a half hour later, said, we found the phone. I'm like, you're kidding me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we went back, and sure enough, it was the phone. Didn't have a scratch on it.
Wow. Now, see, that should be an Apple iPhone commercial.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, a buddy of mine sent me a message after I talked about it and said, according to Dispatch, the guy apparently told people he had lost his keys. So there you go. If that's the truth, then I was right. He lost his keys or, you know, something. Why else would somebody go looking in that area? All right, Bill,
right.
I got to fly. I appreciate your call. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Coming up next hour, your chance to win tickets to see the Fab Four at the Rose Music Center tomorrow night. It's a premier Beatles tribute, and we have not one, but two pairs of tickets to give away.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I'm looking for the dude by the name of Todd.
He's a local boy.
He's a clever boy.
He's got the microphone.
He's got all the firepower he needs, and he ain't afraid to use it.
We heard about your broadcast.
Woo! It's like Fruit Loops.
Okay, let's get this started.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I don't think it's not the heat, really, you know, that bothers me. In fact, it's not even so much the humidity. I'll tell you what bothers me. It's shirtless fat guys.
I got my shirt on. Don't worry. It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. If you want to check it out. Coming up this hour, I've got two four-packs of tickets to give away to see the Fab Four at Rose Music Center tomorrow night. So when you hear the intro to Ticket to Ride on a loop, because the record was skipping. Nah, it wasn't really skipping. It was just some sort of effect that I put on it. But anyway, just be the fifth and sixth caller at 937-457-1290. When you hear it, sometime between now and 7 o'clock, that's when you call. 937-457-1290 is the number. Also, I just want to mention this. Don't forget, Best of Dayton voting is going on right now. Right now. You can go to my Facebook page, find the link, and you're allowed to vote every day. Every single day you can vote. And I'm pleading with you, please, please click on the Around the Town category. It says Around Town. You click on that. Go down to Best High School Mascot and vote for my beloved alma mater, the Beaver Creek Beavers. Bucky the Beaver is up as a nomination for Best High School Mascot. And I want him to win. I want him to beat the Centerville Elks, which is also on the list. The Blue Devils of Brookville, they're on the list. And the Patriots of Carroll, they're on the list. Those are the only four that made the list. We need to push the Beaver over the finish line. So please go and vote for Bucky Beaver as Best High School Mascot. And while you're there, if you're feeling so inclined, in that same category around town, click on Media Personality and you'll see my name there. And, you know, if you want to vote for me, that's great. But I really want you to vote for Bucky Beaver. Phil and Huber, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How about you? Are you staying cool? Are you taking the advice of our meteorologist and drinking plenty of fluid?
Well, I got my coffee and I just finished a Mountain Dew.
Okay, well, that'll do, I guess.
Well, the reason I called is when you mentioned the MCL cafeteria, that brought back such memories that got a little misty-eyed.
Oh, you got misty-eyed thinking of the MCL cafeteria. Well, you know, look, I understand. By the way, I made a joke. I said, because somebody said this joke on the live stream, I just repeated it. The joke was at MCL cafeteria, kids under 50 eat free. That's not true. It's not true. So don't go there expecting free food. That's no, it was a stupid joke. So it's all good.
So well, why did 66, I'm 66 and I might get something free.
Well, maybe so. But why did hearing about MCL make you misty eyed?
Well, not really misty eyed. Just that back in high school, me and my mom would go there a lot of times at the MCL. At the old Salem Mall.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
That was about 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, I've never been to the MCL cafeteria there in Kettering. I see it all the time. I pass it. My wife said that she went there a few times with her dad. He was a hearty eater and loved the MCL cafeteria. But I've not been there. I've not been there.
My goodness.
I'll have to check it out. Maybe they'll have me over and... you know, I could do like a video or something from my first trip to the MCL cafeteria now that I'm a senior. All right, Phil, I got to run here. Thanks, buddy. Bill and Lima, what's up, Bill?
Hey, Todd, how you doing, man? Love the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Long-time listener, multiple-time caller. I just piggyback on the guy that talked about the cell phone that he recovered. We were in South Carolina about 12 years ago. And our nephew lost his cell phone in the ocean. And it was in one of those otter boxes with contact information, and some metal detector guy went through there and later in the evening found the thing in the ocean, of all places.
Wow. And then he contacted you. You got the phone back.
He got a hold of mom, called us later on, and, you know, 12 years ago, they were still rather expensive, and they ended up getting the phone back. I still couldn't believe that.
That's crazy, but that's cool that somebody was honest enough to contact you, you know?
Oh, he did. He was a good guy, and just also piggyback on the MCL, I was a former employee of MCL Cafeteria.
Really? Were you? That's awesome. Now, the one in Kettering, or was it one out by the Salem Mall, or where did you work at?
No, right here in my town, about 7 miles away, we had an MCL cafeteria. And
you're in Lima. You're in Lima. Sorry about that, Bill. I got you.
Okay. No, I worked there for 2 years before I joined the Army, and MCL cafeteria was a great place to work for a couple years. But, no, I love it, and they still have some. And I think it's Indiana we went to about a month ago. So.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to check it out. Now, let me ask you this. How long have you lived in Ohio, Bill?
All my life.
All your life.
Except overseas during service, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this question. This is going to sound a little odd, but just bear with me. If somebody said Ohio sucks, what is your gut reaction to that?
Well, I'd like to think I'm a thinker, but I get that if you're not from here, but there's plenty of things to do. You just got to.
Yeah.
You really got to look. I'm an outdoors person, you know, so I spend a lot of hunting, fishing, this, that, or another. You and I did a podcast a couple of years ago with metal detecting.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Todd needs a hobby.
Yep,
I remember that.
Exactly that. So that's kind of one of my things. So I don't agree with it, but I respect other people's.
I bring this up because I came across a story today. This was a study done by U.S. News and World Report. And they looked at a bunch of different metrics for each state. Some of them based on healthcare, education, natural environment, opportunity, economy, crime, corrections, infrastructure, fiscal stability, and a bunch more. And this is what they've come up with. After looking at all the states, there are only 13 states on the list that 14 states on the list that suck worse than Ohio. And I don't agree with that. I mean, I feel like, and I'm a homeboy too. You know, I mean, I grew up here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Dayton should be in the top 10 as not sucking, but I feel like that we're better than at least half of the states.
I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's versatile. I think that Ohio offers a lot in about a bunch of genres. Again, I'm an outdoor person, but I also like to do like you do with the antique stuff and Goodwill, whatever.
Yeah.
I travel and coffee shops. So I think we're eclectic. You know, we eclectic. I think we offer a lot. But I get that. You know, to me, if somebody had to use the word suck, I would have to travel to the sister state next door,
yeah.
to Indiana.
Well,
that's kind of boring.
Indiana, you know, well, here's the thing, Bill. Indiana is 30 on the list. So Indiana is not as sucky as Ohio.
I'm not sure. You're 54, I'm 57. So we get it. I don't understand why that would be. Now, if you go north where my buddy lives in the UP up by Superior, Lake Superior, wow. So yes, you know, I get it, but I don't agree with it. I think
Michigan
Ohio has a lot to offer.
Michigan is number 40 on the list, even suckier than Ohio.
I don't agree with that. But,
as is West Virginia and Pennsylvania. So
well,
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been to the other, you know, California, the place I'd like to go for outdoor stuff, you know, in Arizona. I get that, you know. So
well, here's the top five.
I respect the rankings.
Here's the top five, real quick. Number five is Idaho. Number four is Minnesota. Number three, Nebraska. Number two, New Hampshire. And number one, Utah.
Huh, interesting. That's just, wow. No, I never thought that. But, no, I think hats off to Ohio. It depends on what you want to do. There's plenty.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, Bill, I appreciate your call, buddy. I'm going to, you know what? He just mentioned he did that podcast with me a couple of years ago. I'm going to find that and put that up there. I did a series of podcasts, Todd Needs a Hobby, and I talked to a bunch of different edge heads that had different hobbies, and they told me a little bit about their hobbies. And they had all invited me to participate. And you know what? I didn't do any of them. I need to do better.
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And a top. Tom, what were you again?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
That'd make a great ringer for a Beatles fan. Fifth and sixth caller, 937-457-1290. We're going to hook you up with a four-pack of tickets for the Fab Four tomorrow night. Rose Music Center. 8 o'clock is showtime. So if you'd like to go, fifth and sixth caller, we're giving away 2 4-packs. 937-457-1290 is the telephone number to call. We have
dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
And this one is fitting.
Dumb
holy cow.
Ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
So we've been talking about this guy at Kings Island last night who snuck past a security fence to retrieve what we've been informed was a set of keys. Apparently, he dropped the keys when he was riding the Banshee roller coaster. That's the information that I've received from a fairly reliable source. And he was injured. He got hit by the roller coaster because he was trying to get his keys. Well, I saw this story a week or so ago, and I just hadn't gotten to it yet, but it's a dumb ways to die. And when we do dumb ways to die, we're not making fun of these people by any stretch and their untimely demise. We're merely sharing you their story as a cautionary tale for you when you're out and about running around in the wild, like the guy at Kings Island, that you pay attention to what's going on. Death could be waiting for you around every corner. A man in upstate New York died while retrieving his keys from a lake. The sheriff's department say a 44-year-old man was fishing with a group of friends at Oneida Lake in Hastings, New York. This was this past Sunday. The man dropped his keys in the lake and jumped in the water to find them. He was unable to make it back to land, so his friend jumped in the water to try to help him. Well, his friend also became stranded in the water and unable to swim back to shore. Deputies managed to reach the man who jumped in to help and pull him out of the water. He was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition. However, when they pulled the original man from the fishing trip out of the water, he was pronounced dead. Officials did not say how far out the men or why they could not swim back to shore. It could be a tide. You know, lakes have tides too. Maybe not like the ocean, but they do. And they couldn't swim back. But look, if you drop it and you can't see it from the surface, like in a lake, just leave it. Don't risk your life. It's not worth it. If I'd done this story last week, or earlier this week, maybe the guy wouldn't have ventured in and gotten hit by the Banshee.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
Everyone just relax, all right?
The problems of the world are not in my department.
Now who would like a cookie?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I love cheese. I really love the cheese.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Someone on the live stream came across video of the Cooper's Hill cheese rolling race. You've seen this before? Group of people, top of a hill, They release a 9-pound wheel of cheese down this hill. It's like watching a spare tire just go rolling down the hill. And then all these idiots, they run down the hill and they try to, you know, tackle the cheese wheel. And the comment on the live stream is, all they get is the cheese wheel. What do you mean, all they get? Who wouldn't want a 9-pound cheese wheel? That sounds like a great prize. Of all the things, we should do something like that. We've got hills. What's the, it's in Kettering, Oakwood, the Suicide Hill, the big ski or the sledding hill. We could do something there. We could tie in the Cheez-It to a Cheez-It wheel. A giant Cheez-It wheel that with cheese. You could chase it down the hill. That would be great. We have an idiot of the week.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot!
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots too.
Idiot! Imbecile pig!
Wake up, idiot!
Silly dilly dopio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, we've started on this show sort of the Florida Man, Florida Woman Hall of Fame. And basically what that is if you haven't heard, you know, we have a lot of different Florida Man, Florida Woman stories throughout the year on the show. Some are just sort of run-of-the-mill Florida Man, Florida Woman stories. Others just really, they reach a certain height of idiocy and stupidity. But they're great. So we, you know, if I think that they are of that caliber, I set them aside and we're going to have a college bracket playoff at the end of the year. I think we need to do the same thing with idiot of the week, because this, we have a lot of idiots on this show, including me. But we have them in the stories, and this one I think really kind of hits all cylinders. After matching with a man on a dating app, an Iowa woman exchanged texts with him before arranging to meet in person yesterday at a residence. Okay, so guy and gal, they meet on an app, they text each other, and they decide, hey, I think we should go out. So the woman invites the man to her place. But when Samaya Thomas, 18, got cold feet, she dialed 911 and a remarkably harebrained bid to avoid the interaction. As detailed in a criminal complaint, Thomas, who lives in Iowa City, called police to report that her, quote, abusive ex-boyfriend had shown up outside her residence and was sending her threats via Snapchat to hit, punch, kick, and stab her. Thomas claimed that she had known the man for 2 years and that she was prego with his baby. So, of course, cops respond because they're thinking, oh, my God, there's an 18-year-old pregnant woman. Her ex-boyfriend is there to cause all kinds of harm, to punch her, to kick her, to stab her. When they got there, the man was leaving the scene. So they questioned him. And an in-depth investigation about the reports being made. What were you doing here? Were you here to hurt her? The man explained that he began speaking with Thomas just over a week ago on a dating app, and then provided text messages that showed that he was being honest, and he really did just meet the female. After multiple interviews with the police, the woman admitted that she'd been lying, claiming that she got cold feet on meeting him and no longer wanted to. She fabricated her tales of abuse because, quote, she didn't think officers would help, so she made up this call and the events that she described. After being read her rights, the woman was arrested for placing a false 911 call and making a fake report of an indictable offense. That is a stupid way to bail from a date, right? I mean, It used to be, well, I've got to stay home and wash my hair. That was kind of the old joke. But that is, what's that about? What would go through a woman's head, or really anybody's head? It could, I mean, guys do stupid things too, but what would go through a woman's head that would make her think, you know, I don't want to hurt this guy's feelings directly, so I'm going to report him as a violent person and have the police come and arrest him. Wow. That is Hall of Fame caliber right there. I've told this before. I sort of met someone kind of in a app sort of, this was sort of before dating apps, but a personal ad sort of thing years and years and years ago. And I asked her out. And she said yes. She, you know, I had her phone number. And she said, well, call me on Friday and we'll set it up. Because it was going to be like on Saturday or Sunday or something. So I call her a couple times and she never gets back to me. Never responds, nothing. But we had sort of come up with the plan that wherever we were gonna go, we would meet. And I think, if I'm thinking back, I think it might have been like a Sunday evening thing, like say 6 o'clock. So I called her on Friday, you know, no answer, no response. I called her a couple times on Saturday, no. And again, this was before cell phones, right? So finally on Sunday, I one last try, I give her a call. So I get her voicemail. And I think it was actually like a tape answering machine, right? That's how long ago this was. And it was, I don't remember her name, but like, this is Tiffany. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message at the beep. If this is Todd, I'm not going to be able to go out tonight. She put that on her outgoing voicemail. So I guess, look, I always felt bad about that. I guess she could have called the cops and said that I was some sort of deranged wacko ex-boyfriend, right? Phil in Kettering. What's up, Phil?
Hey, you were talking earlier about the counterflow lanes and the
story yesterday of the woman who apparently ran out of gas in the counterflow lane and then ditched her car to go get gas while everybody was stuck behind her.
Yeah, and all the problems back there. Well, I saw that, and it reminded me, back in the 80s, I was living in Norfolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a coastal town, a lot of waterways going through it. And
sure.
They had a lot of tunnels. Just on your daily driving routine, you'd go through a tunnel or two on your way home from work.
Right.
And somebody pointed out to me one time, we're getting ready to go into a tunnel. I was still fairly new to the city. And he pointed over to the side where there was a big truck with like a snowplow blade on the front.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you know what that's for? And I'm like, no. And he said, in case a car breaks down in the middle of the tunnel, they just get that truck, and he comes, and he just plows this car out of the way.
Yes.
Or pushes it through to the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
That way, yeah, that takes care of your traffic blockage. And, from what I understand, the air in those tunnels gets pretty bad. Not a lot of oxygen and
sure
and stuff. So nobody wants to be working on a car down there, even if it's just a tow truck driver hooking up a.
Oh yeah, I get that. I get to just push it right out of the way. You know, the thing is though, is with the Contralane, I don't know how you could even do that. You just have to do what they've been doing and call out the crane. You know, just go and pick it up and move it. That's all you could do.
Well, the divider, I don't know.
It's one of those big concrete walls, right?
Cement thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you
remove the cement thing and have the truck just yank it out of there or push it out of the way.
Maybe so.
Turn it into a crush cube or something.
Yeah, but you might need a crane to move one of those big concrete pillar or concrete wall pieces. Those things are huge.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably weigh more than the car.
Yeah. Dynamite would work.
Yeah.
Just blow
okay.
it up.
All
just
right.
Just blow it up, man. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. We've got a couple of Ohio men stories here.
He's Ohio man, causing chaos is his plan. Breaking all the laws, on the run from dusk to dawn.
Now, these two Ohio man stories involve Ohio man going to other states to cause their chaos. Ohio man usually causes chaos locally, statewide. These two, different. They decided to leave the state. An Ohio man is in custody in connection with what police say was a freeway shooting in Romulus, Michigan. According to Michigan State Police, a 28-year-old man from Delta, Ohio. Don't know where that is. William, can you look up Delta, Ohio? Allegedly opened fire on another driver in a road rage incident along I-275 in Romulus. Police were called to a parking lot and arrested the suspect, who was still on site. A pistol found in the suspect's vehicle was recovered, and he was taken to jail. His name was not immediately released. Investigators found the victim's car had some bullet holes in it, but no one was injured. Now that was in Michigan. In Maryland, state police arrested an Ohio man after brandishing a paintball pistol during an alleged road rage incident on I-70 in Howard County, Maryland. The accused is a 39-year-old. It doesn't say what part of the state he's from. State police say the victim called 911 and reported that the driver of a blue Chevy pointed a firearm in his direction during the road rage incident. The victim was able to provide the police with a license number. Troops located the suspect's vehicle, conducted a traffic stop. During the course of the traffic stop, the driver informed the police he had pointed a paintball pistol at the victim. He also provided a loaded paintball pistol to police. And now he's facing charges. So a couple of Ohio men, road rage incidents causing chaos in other states. That's all.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
I'm just trying to make a living.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I know this is many months off, but I wanted to put it on your calendar. If you haven't heard, The Evening Edge, WHIO, is sponsoring the Spirits of the Forest 2024 Bigfoot Festival, happening up in Greenville on October 11th and 12th. So there's going to be a lot of Bigfoot fun for the whole family. You can get more details about it on my Facebook page at Evening Edge Todd. Just look for me there. Or you can go to BigfootFestivalOH.com and make your plans to join us. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I went to a Bigfoot festival last year in Hocking Hills. I thought it was pretty cool. It was a good time. And this one I'm excited to be a part of. So it's going to be happening in October. And again, details on my Facebook page. Have a terrific Thursday night. I hate to sound like a broken record like one of our meteorologists, but make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure that you take care of your dogs. Don't leave them outside or your cats. And if you have friends or family that may not have AC or they're just cheapskates and don't want to run it, check on them. Make sure they're okay. All right? I'll see you tomorrow just after 5. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of this show at eveningedgetodd.com or all your favorite podcast platforms. Have a terrific Thursday night.
That's it. I'm out of ideas.
He's done. It's over. He's finished.
Sorry, buddy. Show's over.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.